Welcome back inside the Sherwood Park Arena, where the Oil Barons take this one 3-2 in overtime to force a Game 6 Sunday night back at home. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub as we're joined by Oil Barons head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, this was a game where you guys were thrown a lot of adversity, a lot of penalty kills in this one, but the guys with one heck of an effort tonight to not let that rattle them and to keep fighting, and you get your one chance in overtime and you take advantage of it.
Talk to the boys after the game, and you're so proud of them because they were resilient. I mean, you could have easily have gotten caught up into what was transpiring through the course of the game. But we didn't. We stayed the course, and we did a fairly good job of keeping them the outside. I mean, obviously your best penalty killer has to be your goaltender. I thought Chris Kerr was simply outstanding. But when you look at the stat line again, we talked about prior to the game was we needed more from our 20-year-olds, and 3 20-year-olds scored goals for us today. So I mean that was crucial for us. But again, for I believe me, I want to tee off right now. But the facts are this: 9-3 were the power plays.
Yep.
They had 3 5-on-3s. We were the third least penalized team throughout the course of the year, and we gave up a couple 5-on-3s through the course of the year. But those are the facts. I'm not stating my opinion.
Tom, you mentioned it was the 20-year-olds that stepped up and really led the way here tonight. Obviously, for them, a do-or-die situation. And just what does it mean to you to see players that you've really seen grow under you step up in a big moment?
We've marveled at our leadership group throughout the entire year. And this has been a tough year when you look at it from the sense that we've got 6 20-year-olds. We didn't have a lot of 19-year-olds. So then you got a lot of young kids. And you're expecting those 20-year-olds to show those young kids the way and take them by the hand and show them what it takes to be an Oil Baron. We're a lot better organization with those guys. And there's a difference when we talk as coaches when you've got players that come through your program. There's some guys that make your team a lot better, and there's other guys that just make your program a lot better. And we've got a group of 6 individuals. They just make our organization better. And we're better for it, having them in Fort McMurray. Our younger players are going to appreciate everything that those guys have done for them at a later time. And as a coach, I can honestly say that, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be around these guys. And not a lot of people see all of the little things that our players do. And you know, they're so giving and to the community. We're so appreciative. That was a phenomenal support that we had here in Sherwood Park, and I sincerely hope that we can pack the Casman Sunday night, because that building should be electric.
Tanner Miller gets the overtime winner, Tom, and he's been a player that, you know, set career highs in goals and points this year. He scores a big goal in game 3 to start the comeback in that game, but it just his ability to get pucks through has been so good at times this year, and that one just a perfect wrist shot, nice low hard wrist shot that gets through and it beats Berlin.
Well, he's sneaky shifty is what he is. I mean, he doesn't have to stay in the same shooting lane. He's got that ability to quickly move the puck and get it out of a lane that could potentially be blocked. And then, you know, we always tell our guys, just get it by that first wave and then, you know, let our forwards battle down low. So, love the fact that we had good puck movement on that power play. There was a couple chances earlier in it, but, you know, really, we don't care how they go in, just as long as they go in. It went in for us tonight. We're going to enjoy this for a little bit, but, you know, we have to get grounded and we have to be ready for Sunday, because, again, you're going to get Sherwood Park's best effort on Sunday.
Tom, those young players that you talk about had to face some extra ice time at the end of the first period just based on all the penalty kill time that some of your older players had. And I thought that young line Burkhart and Carl and Stafford really stepped up and gave you good minutes tonight.
Well, yeah, Jesse gets in the lineup, which was good, because he gives you that element of speed. So I thought that he pushed back their defenseman a couple times, had a good couple rushes, so he played well. He got pucks out of his own zone. Nathan's been solid for the majority of the year, and then his staff is sort of taking on a new role, and it would be very easy for Brendan Stafford to get upset, and you know, he's been playing with Gable and Mo for the majority of the year, but we feel like we need his leadership on with those young guys. So, I got to do a better job of getting him more ice time. But he's played well for us. But again, we talk about it time and time again. You know, we're successful when I can sit here and say this guy did this and this and this, and the list goes on and on, rather than just one or two.
Tom, you mentioned it after the last game, and I think it's pretty obvious, but there's a lot of fights still left in this group.
We talked about it. This has been a group that, you know, when you just think they're going to roll over and die, they find that extra gear. And it's almost like when I was growing up, it was the WWF, right? You know, you'd be in the sleeper chokehold, and then the ref would drop his arms twice, and then it would, on the third time when he was counted out, just before it hit the mat, his arm would, you know, revive and he would miraculously, you know, come to life. And hopefully this gives us a little life. You know, again, we talk about it. You can't sometimes take momentum from one game to the next. We'll have a good video session. We're going to rest up and we'll be ready for Sunday.
Tom, congratulations on a huge win tonight and best of luck Sunday back at home.
Thanks a lot.